Good morning. Our lesson today is entitled Ezekiel, Preacher to the Exiles. Our Bible passages are Ezekiel 18th chapter, 1st through the 9th verses, and 30th through the 32nd verse. We look into the mirror and what do we see? We see our parents' reflection and grandparents and even similarities of family members from very old photographs. People, including family, will also say you behave like a long-deceased member of the family, even if the behavior is undesirable. The color of our eyes, hair, and skin are all hereditary. However, our behavior is not. If we exhibit undesirable behavior, we cannot blame it on that particular relative, no matter what anyone says. That undesirable behavior is yours and yours alone. It cannot be said it is a result of bad genes that have been passed down through generations. The children of Israel had this proverb that had been passed down through generations. It basically says their current problems are not their fault, but the fault of their ancestors. God spoke to Ezekiel to tell the children of Israel their interpretation of this proverb was wrong. God, through Ezekiel, put forth three examples to prove this point. The first example is of a righteous man who does what is right in the eyes of God. He didn't worship idols, didn't engage in forbidden practices. He dealt fairly in all business dealings. He helped those who were less fortunate. He distanced himself from injustice and considered at all times what was right by God. This man was just and would be allowed to live with God eternally. The next example was of the son of the righteous man. He became a thief and robber. He lived a life totally opposite of his father. Now, should he, because of his father's righteousness, be excused from punishment and not held accountable for his actions? God says no. This man must be punished according to his own acts and not spared because of his father's righteous behavior. The third example was the son of that sinful son. He saw his father's undesirable behavior and decided not to follow in his father's footsteps, but to follow the path of his grandfather. This son will not be punished because of his father's sins, nor will he be spared because of his grandfather's righteousness. This son was blessed because of the choices he made alone. Many of us should remember the skit by Flip Wilson, where Geraldine buys a dress and tells her husband how the devil made her buy the dress and sign his name to the check. Just like in that skit, people would deny their guilt and get very creative to demonstrate their innocence. God is clearly saying, if you sin, there will be consequences, and the payment will come from that sinner, not their children or anyone else. Each one of us will have to stand before the righteous judge and answer for every deed done in our lifetime. And God will judge each of us according to our actions, good and bad. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning giving thanks for all that you do for us. We thank you for how you continually bless us, Father, and how you watched over and protected us through this difficult time. We thank you, Father, for all the provisions that you provide for us. Food, clothes, shelter. We thank you, Father, for giving us your word to be a light unto our feet. We thank you for our pastors and preachers to interpret your word and give us the correct understanding of the words that you have placed within your Bible so that we can live accordingly and live a righteous life and be blessed because of that life and be pleasing in your sight with all that we do. We ask you, Father, to remember those that are in their sickness, need you by their side. They need you to bring them comfort. They need you to bring them healing. And we know, Father, that you are doing that because we have so many of our older saints that are still with us and being an example of how good God is to them. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor. Bless her as she brings us the word today. Bless our service as we go into it this day, Father. Let it be beneficial. Let it lift someone up, lift some spirits that have been down in the dumps, Father, that your word will give them inspiration and encouragement and lead them into the path that you want them to go. We pray, Lord, that your will be done in everything that we do and say. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen. Have a blessed week, everyone. Enjoy this day. It's going to be a great one.